tragic mistakes. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Of course it was not the right decision. It was a wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
Texas Steve McCraw, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, on the decision by the chief of the school's police department in Uvalde, Texas, not to send a tactical team in to stop the gunman for nearly 40 minutes during Tuesday's school shooting.
We're also learning the shooter entered through an open door that had been propped open by a teacher. Investigators also say most of the shots being fired in the first few minutes, the local incident commander at the time of the shooting thought there was no longer a threat to kids. But we now know authorities believe children were inside the school. As the shooting was unfolding, calling 911, they were begging operators to please send police now.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Uvalde. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he is livid about the misinformation and said every act by every official is under investigation by the Department of Public Safety and the FBI. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz telling the National Rifle Association's convention in Houston,
all of us in Texas need to come together and comfort those families right now. We need to love them, embrace them, and take care of them.
Despite calls for gun bans, Cruz told the group the Second Amendment is not the problem. But in Washington, calls for new legislation continue.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has told his colleagues to expect a vote on gun control legislation when they return from the upcoming Memorial Day recess. Earlier this week, he admitted it will be very challenging finding 10 Republicans to break ranks. Talks are underway, though, on Capitol Hill.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports President Biden told the graduating class at the U.S. Naval Academy Friday, maybe this time will be different with regards to gun control. Vice President Harris will be in Buffalo Saturday to attend the funeral for the last of the 10 victims of the May 14th supermarket shootings. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services, marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you, it's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
An update on inflation from the Federal Reserve Board offering some hope that prices may be coming down a little.
The Fed's PCE reading on inflation slowed to a 6.3% pace in the year ending in April. It's the smallest increase in a year and a half, mostly because gas prices declined. However, the core reading also improved to 4.9%. Also, Americans made more in April, though the increase of 0.4% in personal incomes is weaker than expected. Americans were spending more. Personal spending rose 0.9%. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy signaling he will most likely defy a subpoena from the Democrat-controlled House Select January 6th committee. McCarthy's attorney contends the committee doesn't have the authority to issue subpoenas. The owners of the condo building that collapsed in Florida last year have reached a $1 billion settlement with the families of the 98 people killed. Verdicts have been reached in the hazing death of an Ohio college fraternity pledge.
Troy Hendrickson and Jacob Crinn were acquitted of involuntary manslaughter and and reckless homicide, but convicted of several hazing-related counts in the March 2021 death of Stone Foltz. The 20-year-old died of alcohol poisoning after drinking an entire bottle of booze. He was found unconscious by a roommate after fraternity members dropped him off at his apartment. He died 3 days later. Prosecutors argued the young pledge was pressured to do so. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard says it has seized two Greek oil tankers in the Persian Gulf after threatening to take punitive action earlier in the day Friday over Athens' involvement in the U.S. seizure of an Iranian oil tanker in Greek waters. Tensions remain high between Iran and the West over the stalled negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.